Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, $4 million grand prize. Homelottery.com.au.
104.7 Triple M. He writes jokes for the front bar, and his mates call him Rosie. Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Adam Rosenbach.
Joins us every week here on The Breakfast Show on Triple M. Rosie, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Chris. How are you guys?
Yeah, good.
Oh, come on, Rosie. What's going on with that intro?
Mate, we've been very formal today.
Yeah,
very formal.
Yeah. Yeah. Last time we spoke to you, Bern Atomic was having his struggles. His girlfriend was having her battles in isolation. How's he come out of it?
Well, you know what I love about Bern Atomic is that he doesn't let hotel quarantine affect him. And I think that should be a lesson to all the other tennis players out there. He has come out and it has not affected his ability to pull out of a tournament.
No,
he just walked out and went, hey,
business
guys, I can't play.
I think it was the Murray River Open. That's big on the world stage.
One of the great ones. I think it goes Roland Garros, yes. Flushing Meadows, Murray River.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly right.
So. I'd like to see if he practices hard enough, he could pull off a grand slam of pulling out.
He's pulled out of every grand slam.
Exactly. His girlfriend never has to buy a pregnancy test, I can tell you that much.
He's on fire. What about Justin Langer and the Toastie?
Oh, so there's a bit going on with the Australian cricket team. They've come out and the players have said that Justin Langer is a bit too intense.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And you go, you've only just worked that out, fellas. Like this guy, he's a ninja opening batsman.
Yep.
He's got someone in a chokehold in his wedding photos. Like this guy is the most intense. Have you met a more intense sports person in your life,
he's
boys?
He's got black belts in different martial arts, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's all about it. And he wasn't happy that one of the players has gone out and to field with a toasted sandwich in his pocket. And I love the level of professionalism from the Australian cricket team. I'm going to say that explains a lot of the drop catches we saw in the third and fourth test. It's hard when you've got ham and mustard on your hands. And then like when someone yelled out, how's that? They just said, could have used more mayo.
Yeah, correct.
But apparently that's nothing new with the Australian cricket team. I've got this on Good Info that Darren Lehman used to play with a full buffet in his pockets.
Yeah.
He was the only cricketer in cargo pants.
Boof. One of our favourites here in South Australia too, Rosie.
I know.
Hey, what's happening with COVID over there in China?
Nothing good. Another side effect has come out about COVID as if we don't have enough. It's apparently leaving healthy men infertile. So it's attacking the sperm. Yeah. So I don't know how they do it. I don't know how you get the little masks on millions and millions of little sperms. But but I tell you what, as soon as guys hear that, you know they're going to be masking up. They're going to be wearing condoms.
Yeah.
Probably stop having sex with bats. The works. It's all. But I suppose the upside is you can't get security guards pregnant in the quarantine hotels if you're
exactly right.
Infertile. But to that, now that they're saying that the best way to test for COVID is via the anal swab.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Which is really? Mm. I mean, just an anal swab to me—that's just another Saturday night out. I don't know what the big deal is.
Come on.
Yeah.
I have to stick it in 5 or 8 centimetres.
I mean, if you've been to Scouts, you've got no problem with it, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly, it's going to be awkward in the drive-through though. If you've got to put the window down a crack, you've got to marry it up. It's not going to be easy.
Just hang your ass out the window.
Job
exactly. Yeah. You can't get fined by the cops. You just, when you're mooning someone, you go, mate, I thought they were going to run a COVID test on me.
Tell us about the guacamole factory explosion.
So in upstate New York in America, they were working on a guacamole machine and it exploded and unfortunately killed someone. But let's forget that bit. Let's focus on the guacamole machine exploding. And apparently the fire department arrived immediately with corn chips and salsa.
That man was heard to say, holy guacamole.
Yeah, it's good to know your funeral is going to be catered. That's all right.
Yeah.
And I feel for the family because this happened to actually my family. I lost my grandfather in a horrible French onion dip accident in the 70s. It's like...
Does happen.
It's not great. And going by the price of avocados at my local supermarket, that sounds like it would have been about a $9 billion explosion.
Yeah, very dangerous.
That's right.
It's not great. Now, Dits, I know that you're going to be debuting Lawn Bowls tomorrow night.
Yes.
What toasted sandwich are you going to run with in the pocket as you're playing?
No, look, believe it or not, the only reason I'm going, barbecue, would you believe? Barbecue at 6, bowls at 7. So barbecue and beer beforehand.
You can't bowl on an empty stomach,
Rosie. No. So I will be ripping into the barbie, thank you. I'll
barefoot
report
bowls?
Back next week. Yeah. You start at there. Strip Jack Bowles, actually. You start at bare feet.
Yeah.
He'll be nerd.
And you
then
progress from there.
Yeah, and hopefully your balls don't swing to the left.
I'm trying my best. Yeah. Good on you, Rosie. We'll do it all again next week.
Thanks, boys. Have a great week.
Adam
Thanks, Rosie.
Rosenbach's here on Triple M.
Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery $4 million grand prize. HomeLottery.com.au.